Share number 86. We're at the end of Shar Bitachin Perek Hey. Mechavis Alavavis is talking about the difference between the Beteach and the Non-Beteach in the world of Ishtadlus. And the seventh chiluk, the seventh difference, he says, Vahevdel Hashvihu Shabbateach Belikim Einay Mitzdar. The person who's a Beteach doesn't get upset. When things go wrong, and he doesn't get what he's trying to get, or he's missing or lacking what is beloved to him, and he doesn't gather up and store what he has now for the distant future, because maybe he's not going to be able to get it then. And he doesn't work harder to get more than he really needs. And he's not worried, and his thoughts are not busy and troubled in what's going to be tomorrow. Because the Beteach remembers every day that he doesn't know how long he's going to live. He relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to lengthen his life and let him live Bez Hashem for a long time. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu could provide life for me, he could provide parnasa for me and food for me. At the same time, he's not overjoyed about future and distant things that are going to happen. Shlomo HaMelech Mishlei says, don't celebrate tomorrow's successes. You don't know what today will bring. And he's not worried and pained about a future bad thing that's going to happen. Like Chazal tell us in Sanhedrin, Ben Sira says, Al Totzer Tzoras Mocher, don't worry about tomorrow. Ki lo seida mayela joim. Who knows what the day will bring? Shemela Mocher Einenu. Maybe tomorrow may never come. Venimtza Mitzdar Alaylam Sheinu Shalai. And you spent your day worrying about a world that was not yours. Ella, what troubles a Beteach is that he may not be fulfilling properly his obligations to Hashem. His worry is about how he can increase his service of Hashem. He focuses on fulfilling his service of Hashem to the best of his ability, whether it's out externally or internally. Because he's always nervous, is today my last day? Chas v'shalom, his death might come suddenly. That fear, goyrim lo teisefus ishtadlus uzrizus b'chona seida l'chayelam abo. That fear causes him to work harder, more zrizus, to prepare to chay olam haba. V'loy miyaches chashivus l'mashu meichin l'tzarech olam hazeh, and therefore he doesn't give any chashivus to the world of olam hazeh, mipnei shein lo olam hazeh erech beinav. It doesn't have any value. What value does it have? Ulisnagu zu kivnu chachameinu zal b'amram, and this way of acting, this approach, is what Chazal meant in Avos, shuv yemecha lifeim nisoscha. You should do tshuva one day before you die. Ve'im parshu maimer zekach, and the Gemara in Shabbos explains, yoshuv hayoim shema yomus l'machar. Do tshuva today, because a person might die tomorrow. Benimtza kol yomav b'tshuva. If a person lives that way, then all of his days are b'tshuva, k'may shekatzuv, b'choleis yuvanecha v'gadecha livonim. That's the famous story that Rav Shaman Shalom Shvadron used to tell over about a man who told his Rav, I enjoy learning, but I have to stop now to get a job. And he said, why? You don't have money to live on? He says, yeah, but I want to get married. He said, who said you'll ever find someone to marry? Hashem will provide me, and I need to support our children. Children? Who said you'll be blessed with children? Don't worry, Hashem, I trust Hashem will bless us. And I want to support them. He said to him, who said you'll live long enough to support them? He said, Rav, you're trying to curse me? You're making me nervous. Hashem will take care of me. So he said, I don't understand. The same Hashem who you rely upon for life, health, wife and children, you don't think he could provide your panasa as well? And that's the Beteach, who relies on Hashem for everything, relies on Hashem for this as well. V'ilu misha eina Beteach balikim. Mitzdar ma'oir alam shema'oiris ha'misrach shim ba'ilam hazeh pa'igim ba'itam l'ra. He's always in pain about the things that don't go right. He doesn't have friends. He doesn't achieve what he's seeking. And he tries to amass as much as he could. Because he's going to live forever. They used to say, people say to themselves, there's a certain group, a chevra of shtarbers. There's a group, just like this group of carpenters and plumbers, there's a group of shtarbers, people who die. I don't belong to that group. That's how people walk around this world, the Bali Musar say. As if he'll be here forever. He's not afraid of death. As if he'll live forever. He doesn't think about the end. And his life is involved in Olam Hazeh. So he doesn't think about his status spiritually. Is he properly keeping the Torah? And what's he preparing to take for with him? What's his place in the world in Olam HaEmes going to look like? And this bitachon that he has, that he's going to live for a very long time, that causes that he should have more of a desire. If you're going to be here for a while, might as well enjoy it and get as much as you could. When you're involved in Taivas Olam Hazeh, you don't have a cheshek for Olam Haba. The Gra in the beginning of Rus says this. It goes hand in hand. The more you're Isaac in Olam Hazeh, the less taiva you have for Olam Haba. The less you're Isaac in Olam Hazeh, the more taiva you have in Olam Haba. And when someone rebukes him, they try to teach him. They say, until when are you going to overlook and not pay attention to what you need to prepare? And what's going to be when you get to the Olam HaEmes? You know what he answers? When I have what I need in Olam Hazeh, avuri for me, vavur ishti uvanai for my family, atzoif yameinu, we should all have enough till the end of our days. At that time I won't have any more worries about Olam Hazeh. Then I'll start taking care of Olam Haba. Then I'll start preparing for Olam Haba. And that's very foolish. The Bala Bitachon lives with tranquility and security. The non-Bala Bitachon is relying on things in this world and not paying attention to what's going to be. He gets so involved in this world, as we see, that he'll never get his desire. He's not happy. He doesn't have friends. Anything goes wrong. He's not happy. He's a grumpy person. This person doesn't have Olam Hazeh. And surprise, when he gets to Olam Haba, he won't have that either. The people are Isaac in this world, in Olam Haba, in preparation. They'll have tranquility in this world, and they'll have Olam Haba as well. They'll have both worlds. The non-Beteach has neither world.